אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My guest today is Gillian Siegel, the president of the ECAJ, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is the national roof body of the Jewish community in Australia. Shalom and welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Gillian, I would like to talk to you about the census, which is really, really important. The census data plays an important part in shaping government policies, decisions, and it's a snapshot of Australia, of our country. Why is it so important for us to talk about it?
Well, I think it's worth realizing that the government plans for the future and where they put government money in terms of services, whether that's aged care services or building new roads or providing security even, based on data. And the data comes from the census. So we need to make sure that the government has correct data, particularly when it comes to the needs of the Jewish community, because we are a small percentage of the community, but we need to speak up as proud Jews to tell the government where we sit, where we are, and what our needs are, so that they can take us into account in the future planning.
So if people want to put on the census that they are Jewish, where is the place to do it?
It isn't simple, okay, because there are many religions, and there is one question that deals with religions, what religion are you, but Jewish or Judaism is not listed there. So what you have to do is go into that drop-down box where it says other and actually write in the words Jewish. So it's very important. It's a little more trouble than just clicking on a particular box, but write it in, because we are such a small percentage, but we need to speak up and to tell them that we are Jewish. Now, so there are some people who've said to me they don't feel comfortable nominating Jewish as their religion because they're not religious. And I say to them, look, no one is forcing you to say you are religious when you are not religious. And it's important that the government knows how many people don't believe that they have any religion. But if you are Jewish more culturally and in your heritage than any religious belief, there is another question that deals with ancestry. So if you go to that question, it's again a drop-down box and you have to write it in. But please write in Jewish there, or write in your ancestry. So if it's Jewish European or Jewish South African, put Jewish as part of your ancestry, either therefore in the religious box or in the ancestry box.
And I'd like to mention also the language, because a lot of services, translation services, radio services, are based on the numbers that come out of the census, what people wrote, because people written in the census that they speak Arabic or French, they get lots of services for those languages. So if you speak Hebrew, please write Hebrew. If you speak Russian, you can put Russian or Yiddish. It's very, very important. Even if you speak English fluently, don't forget to mention the other community languages that you speak.
Very, very important. I agree, Nitz.
Now, it is a bit unusual that we have to talk about it even, because if you go to other communities, they've got no problem putting Catholic, Muslim, or any other religion, Buddhist, on the census forms. Why, when it comes to Judaism, we have a problem?
Well, obviously, we all understand the heritage, the terrible Holocaust memories and heritage that we have, and the concern we have about government data, official data, noting our religions. But can I say that we've had a census now in Australia for 105 years, and there has never been a leak. There are very severe criminal penalties specified for anyone who has access to the data who might release it or use it improperly. And, of course, it's governed by a raft of legislation. There's the Privacy Act, the actual legislation that governs the collection of data, the ABS data. There's the Records Act. But in 2016, which was the first year where the census was actually completed and collated electronically, people could complete it online instead of in hard copy, there was even more concern. So this data is going to be on a database and it's going to be accessed electronically. We are very concerned. And other people were concerned, and there was an inquiry into how the data was kept and what protections there were. And it was mandated that the names and addresses or any identifiable information be kept separate from the actual data that is extracted in terms of how many people use what services, etc. So as a first step in protection, you've got the legislation with severe penalties for any breach or leakage. Secondly, the names and addresses are kept separately. And thirdly, the ABS has said that the data will only be kept as long as it has utility to them. Eventually, it will be destroyed. In all this time, and after the 2016 first online census, there's been no confidentiality breaches that anyone knows about and no leaks that we know about.
It's a really important message to our community that the information is absolutely confidential because people are worried to hide Jewish in case somebody will use it in the wrong way.
Exactly.
And will access and the information and said, oh, this person is Jewish and he lives in such and such address as it happened during the Holocaust. But this information is absolutely confidential. And I know that even the taxation department can't get their hands on it.
Well, exactly. And I would say to everyone who might be concerned, you know, history has shown us here that for the 105 years that we've had this, there have been no breaches. But today there is so much data about all of us from our mobile phones and from our emails and everything that we can't live lives where we are isolated and secret about our existence. So there's a lot of data already about us and our preferences or whatever they may be. Actually, completing a formal survey like the census and putting in correct data rather than all the data that's out there is incredibly important and is absolutely no more exposing you to the government knowing about you than they already know.
We are talking to Gillian Siegel, the president of the ECAJ, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is the national roof body of the Jewish community. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Gillian, just let me give our listeners a phone number if they have any question from the ABS. If, for example, they didn't get the form or they haven't got a code or password to get into it online, they can ring 1-800-512-441. I repeat, 1-800-512-441. Gillian, before we go, I'd like to find out from you, what is the ECAJ doing in Australia?
Thank you for that question. The ECAJ, as the roof body, has many of the existing Jewish communal organizations as members. So people might have heard, some of your listeners might have heard about the Jewish Board of Deputies in New South Wales. It's a member of the ECAJ, or in Victoria, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, the JCCV. So we have members around Australia and many other roof bodies, whether it's WITSO or other organizations, belong to the ECAJ. So we kind of are like an umbrella organization, but what we do in consulting with our constituent members or off our own bat are sort of three things in particular. We work very hard to deal with anti-Semitism and to represent the community to government in relation to policies that they put in place. We get consulted about new legislation. We get consulted about issues in the community or issues with all communities and what is the Jewish perspective on that problem. We monitor anti-Semitism. We write to people and complain and go out on social media to try and counter anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. We monitor government policy in relation to Israel and communicate with them about that as well. We run a leadership program around Australia for young people who've perhaps done other leadership courses, but scoop up, so we try and train and connect leaders of the future right around the country. And we work a great deal in education, looking at whether it's Holocaust education or other education in junior schools with other organizations and schools, whether it's the Catholic school system or the public school system, to look at how we can make sure that our young understand where race hatred comes from and how to deal with it and not perpetuate it. It's and we put out press releases, we put out responses to things, we put out podcasts, So we are the face of the community to the media, to the national media, and to the national parliament. And we link in with international organisations as well and bring the perspectives of other communities to Australia. So we have link-ups with whether it's the French community or the British community or the American community through our international linkages as well.
Gillian Siegel, the President of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.